Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, think about it. If you remember back when you're studying the Bible, you learn about King Ahab and Queen Jezebel and how God raised up a government official by the name of Jehu, but anointed him by using Elijah to anoint him. What did he do? He went in and began to disrupt everything that Ahab and Jezebel and all the Dagon and Baal and Asherah and all the false gods that they had set up. But God set up one man, put him in government. He began to change all the heads of government. As a matter of fact, let's join Lance Wallnew right now on the Jim Baker Show as he tells us more about how God has set Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, up to be able to disrupt the spiritual realm and what that means to us. Let's take a look.
What did you think of the president's address? It's been so criticized.
Of course it was criticized. Because this is what I mean about, we got to sit back and look at it. It is unlike any presidential address in recorded history. Yeah. Because what Trump basically said is, imagine the spirit realm. The establishment Republicans weren't rooting for him to win. The entrenched progressive Democrats weren't rooting for him to win. Trump is literally an individual raised up like a Cyrus candidate for the sake of God's people, Israel, and the church.
You said he was Cyrus.
I said. You said Isaiah 45 will be the 45th president.
Yeah.
And what is happening is the anointing on Trump is to be a wrecking ball, the two leaf gates of Babylon. He broke open. And it said Cyrus is going to go into Babylon without a fight. When he took those over 300 electoral votes, he just went straight in. And so where we are now is we are watching the spirit of Jezebel responding to the spirit of Elijah. Oh. And the Elijah anointing came on Jehu, who was the governing official who dealt with Jezebel. So what Trump did in his inaugural address was he punched the globalist one world movement in the nose. So most people miss this, that what he was saying at another level is, we are not here to do deals with Europe and special interest groups and vested elites that make big money rolling the dice and using nations like the United States to fund their global agendas. From now on, every deal that's done benefits the United States when the United States is in it.
Yes!
Wow. He was sending a signal to the one world order.
That's right.
You see, everybody focuses on Islamic extremism. Islamic extremism is dangerous because they want a caliphate, a unified Islamic state. More dangerous than that is what's happened in Europe and what happened in the United States as progressives began to remove religion as a foundation and replace the elite intelligence of man and science in the place of that, where there is no moral backbone to making decisions, gradually assimilating us all into a one-world economy. That's where the Antichrist comes from. And so what Trump did was, Trump was risen up as the door was closing and judgment was coming on America, and we were heading down that road where our economy would have absolutely spiraled out of existence. And God put a mercy visit instead. He put a hard-nosed, prophetic Cyrus who stands there at the door and says, no, there's going to be an extension of peace and grace on America. America is not, the church isn't ready. And by the way, there are nations that are sheep nations connected to America. The gospel that goes from here around the world is going to Christians. This battle is global. Every Christian in the world knows it. They were praying in Africa for this election because every Christian nation knows if America goes down, tyranny comes up.
That's right. That's
Trump was God's answer to help America recover from becoming a goat nation to a sheep nation so that other nations can become sheep nations. This is a world order battle. Expect it to be played out in a world order level.
But they berated him. Meg, have you seen the newspapers that, if I'm not going to tell you where to look for them, but the covers of them, they made Trump a clown.
Sure.
The clown face. Did you see any of those?
Sure, absolutely.
To turn our president into a clown. And there's an evil force, people. It's not just these cool movie stars that think they're better and they think we're not nice people or something, or he's not nice.
Right.
This is just what you said.
It is.
This is warfare in the heavenlies.
It is.
And what will they keep doing? Do you think, will they wear them down? Do you have any?
Oh, absolutely. What you're going to see is the media is going to be assailing perpetually the legitimacy of Trump as president. And so now the Putin story's gone and all that perversion and that stuff's gone. And then they're going to go to the inauguration size of the thing. They will seize on every loose appendage. Because this is interesting. We're dealing with principalities here. There's a spirit called Leviathan, which is in the Bible refers to a spirit that is a creature of the Nile, which would be the crocodile. Now, a crocodile can't move its jaw like we do. So it has one single thing. It seals itself on an object, mm-hmm. and then you see the crocodile spinning in like the Amazon in the water. What it's doing is it's trying to spin to dismember something, a limb. The media will seize upon every loose participle of Trump's action or behavior in order to grab it and spin cycle it through the echo chamber of media to dismember the credibility of him in office.
This is so exciting when you get to see God's hand in action. No man can take credit for this. People pray, they cried out to God, and God moved mightily. And I think about when the Lord told me, and I prophesied it in the middle of what looked like great tragedy, before all these things started happening, he said, the seat of evil is going to come down and the seat of the righteous is going to rise. And I declared it, and I was looking around all these dark things going on, but just like God told me, and what he said to me specifically in a night vision, I was in this particular place. They were treating people unjustly, and I realized what was going on, and I picked up the phone, and I started to call. When I called, God began to speak to me literally in this night vision on the phone, and he said right down to the T, he says, listen, the seat of evil is going to come down, and the seat of the righteous is going to rise. As a matter of fact, we were going to be located at one time in Texas, in Denton, Texas, as we're going to have our studios and our Dream Center in Texas. But the Lord said to come back and stay on the Gulf Coast because I am going to take down Jezebel. I mean, he told me he's going to take down that principality, Jezebel. And Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, prophesied that Jezebel's last days was in last year. And that's what happened. This is the taking down of that principality. And we're seeing that come to pass. So what did God do to be able to deal with Jezebel? He raised up a particular government official, and his name was Jehu. And Elisha went and just found him suddenly out of nowhere. Nobody knew what was going on. He laid hands on him, just like God told him to. And you remember, I remember the boardroom of and Trump Towers of ministers gathering around Jehu, if you would, and praying for him. And at that time, everybody's thinking, that just can't happen. That, you know, that's not going to happen. But God told me October the 3rd, it was going to happen, October the 3rd, 2016, that he would be the next president. And he showed me that he would be just as surprised as everybody was, but God put him there. And so we're seeing, this is an exciting day. So when you start seeing people that were doing things so wrong, saying that we're no longer a Judeo-Christian nation, that we're not a friend of Israel, that they're emboldening the enemies of Israel, like the Iran nuclear deal and the billion, the cash for hostages, they're taking our military in. And they're shaming our military in front of the whole world. I mean, things that was going on, it was just crazy. We showed you our last program how our former president treated the prime minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. It was just shaming him and doing these different things. Well, God has shifted everything.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.